வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 4th Chapter, Text Number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 26th of June, 1972, in Los Angeles, California.
ரகுநாத்தம் சீவம்.
ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய.
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 ஆத்மஜாயா சுதாகாரா,
ஆத்மஜாயா சுதாகாரா,
பசுத்ரவிணபந்துஷு,
பசுத்ரவிணபந்துஷு,
ராஜ்யே ச விகலே நித்யம்,
ராஜ்யே ச விகலே நித்யம்,
விருத்தாம் மமதாம் ஜஹோ,
விருத்தாம் மமதாம் ஜஹோ.
விருத்தாம் மமதாம், விருத்தாம். Just like you have seen some big trees standing for so many, many years, the root is firmly captured. You have seen, experience. The business is to stand up for 10,000 years, but the root is capturing the earth like anything strong. This is called biduram, attraction. Suppose when you have got sense, improved consciousness, human being, if one asks you to stand up here for 1 hour, it will be so troublesome. And even if you are forced to stand up for 1 hour, you'll feel so much uncomfortable. But this tree, because it has not developed consciousness, it is standing up for 10,000s of years and in open atmosphere, tolerating all kinds of excessive heat, rain, snowfall, but still it is capturing. This is the difference between developed consciousness and undeveloped consciousness. A tree has also consciousness. Modern science, they have proved they have got consciousness. Very much covered, almost dead, but it is not dead. There is consciousness. So, the more you develop your consciousness, the more you become freedom lover. Just like in the human society, there is fight for freedom. But the animal society, they do not know what is freedom. Ours also is so-called freedom, but still we have got some consciousness that we fight for freedom. And they fight for eating, that's all. So here, Parikshit Maharaj, this emancipation, Krishna consciousness means emancipation from this material attachment. So he became so much advanced because from his childhood, from his birth, from the womb of his mother, he was Krishna conscious. As soon as he understood that Krishna is my goal, immediately, birurang mamatang jahu, immediately give up. Jahu means give up. What kind of things he is giving up? The empire. Formerly, the emperor in Hastinapur, they were ruling over the earth, the whole world. Parikshit Maharaj, at least 5,000 years ago, when Parikshit Maharaj was the king, he was emperor of the whole world. So he is giving up that. Not that, a teeny village or something, no? And that empire also without any disturbance. He was so powerful that nobody could go against him. Rajye cha abhikale. Abhikale. Bikal means broken or disturbed. But his kingdom was never broken or disturbed. Now, the whole world is broken and disturbed at the present moment. They have got so many countries, independent countries. That means the world is broken into pieces. Formerly, there was no such peace work. One world, one king, one God, Krishna, one scripture, Vedas, one civilization, Varnasamtha. Not very far away. They are giving history of that, studying the earth layer. But while they were studying earth layer for millions of years, there was perfect civilization. Perfect civilization, God conscious, happy civilization. Now they are broken, disturbed. It was not the case formerly. So this Viruram Mamata. Mamata means it is mine. That is called Mamata. Mama means mine. The consciousness of mine and I. This is called Mamata. I am this body. And in relationship with this body, everything is mine. My wife, my children, my home, my bank balance, my society, my community, my nation, my country, my. This is called Mamata. So how this Mamata, or the consciousness of mine, grows? There is a machine manipulated by Maya, illusory energy. The beginning, what is that? Attraction. A man is attracted by woman, and the woman is attracted by man. This is the basic principle. Here, in this material world, there is no attraction for God, but there is attraction. That attraction is, on the whole, sex attraction. That's all. The whole world, not only human society, animal society, bird society, bee society, any society, any living being, the attraction is sex. Pungshang sriyami thunibhavami tat. The attraction here, the center of attraction, is sex. So, boys and girls or any, in younger age, there is that sex impulse increased and want mating. Female wants male wants female. This is the attraction. This is the basic principle of binding the conditioned soul in this miserable life of repeated birth and death. This attraction. Therefore, Vedic civilization is based on how to get out of this attraction. Varnasram dharma. There is attraction, you cannot avoid it. To make the best use of a bad bargain. Therefore, from the very beginning, a child is trained how to become brahmachari. Brahmachari. No sex life. After 25 years. Throughout the whole life. But at least for 25 years. That is called brahmacharyasana. But if one is still persistent for sex life, after being trained for 25 years, he is allowed to marry. That is called grihasthasana. And because he has been trained now to be detached from sex life, so for some time he enjoys, then he gives it up. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, Juho, Viruram, Mamatanga, Juho. There is training. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj could give up. It's not so easy to give up attraction for kingdom, wife, children, motor car and pursu and manuals and so many. You are king emperor. How much possession he had. See, it is not very easy to give up the attraction for this position. Therefore it is called virurang, virurang mamata. The attraction is so deep-rooted. The example is, there's a tree standing, does not want to give it up, capture. So the attraction begins from this sex attraction. Pungshang mithuni bhava, pungshang sriya mithuni bhava mita. Toyor mitha ridaya ganti mahu. In the beginning there is attraction. A man wants woman, woman wants man. But as soon as they are united, that attraction becomes deep-rooted. First of all, desire. At that time the attraction is not deep-rooted. But as soon as they are united, either legally or illegally, that attraction becomes deep-rooted. Virurāṁ paṁśāṁ sriyāmi thuni bhāvamita tayor mitha. As soon as they unite, ridaya ganti mahu. Now that attraction becomes a hard knot into the heart. Always thinking of, he's my lover, she is my lover, like that. That attraction. So then, after they are united, just like one married couple, as soon as they are married or united, atha griha. Griha means apartment, home. They must live very nicely. Then kshetra. Kshetra means field. Formerly there was no industry. The earning means of livelihood was agriculture. Everyone must have some land to produce grains, fruits, that's all. Milk. First of all, apartment. Then to maintain the expenditure. Now we have invented industry or trade and so many things. Pickpocketing, killing, so many things. Formerly, the means of livelihood was very simple. Take some land and work little, produce your grains, and the cows are there, you take milk. So milk, vegetable, grains, but your economic question is solved. The first of all, griha, home, then kshetra. Kshetra means field. I must produce my food. Atha griha kshetra, then child. Because married life without any issue, that is not very happy. Chanakya Pandit has said, putra hinam griham sannam. Family life without a child is zero. It is zero. He has calculated some zeros. First zero is vidyahinam jivanam sunnam. One who is not educated, his life is zero. Vidyahinam jivanam sunnam. Diko sunnam deva bandhava. You are going to some touring, visiting, but where you are going, if there is no temple or friend, then your touring will be zero. Therefore, Indian system is, when they are tourists, they go to different pilgrimages or some friend's house. Vidyahinam jivanam sunnam diko sunnam devaban putrahinam griham sunnam. And you have married, but if there is no issue, then it is zero. Putrahinam griham sunnam sarva sunnam daridrata. And if you have no money, then everything is zero. Even in spite of a home or child or education, there are so many educated. If they have no employment, their life is zero. So, ata griha kshetra sutapta vittai. As soon as we are united, male and female, then these things are required. Nice home or apartment, some field for producing food, then some friends, suta. Then children, children, friend, then money also, without money. Because without money everything will be zero. In this way, just like a tree gradually expands its root, so our attraction, that male-female attraction, becomes deeply rooted by these things. Grihachetra sutapta vittai janasa mohoyam. This is illusion. This is illusion. Janasa mohoyam ahangamameti. This mamata. This is I, this is mine. And one day, Mr. Death will come. He'll break everything, smash everything. We forget that. But we want to remain here with this sense of I and mine. But Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, that these rascals who are not God conscious and creating aham mameti, very, very big scheme to become happy, the whole happiness is dismantled by me as death. Krishna ultimately comes as death, just like Hiranyakashipu. He was planning so many things, but Nrisimhadeva appeared as death and smashed everything. Everything. Therefore, when Prahlad Maharaj was offered material benediction, so he said, my dear Lord, what you are offering me? I have already seen all these things. My father was so powerful that even demigods would be threatened by his red eyes, and he expanded his influence all over the universe, but you have finished it within a second. So why shall I ask for such benediction? If you want to give me some benediction, please engage me in some service of your servant. That is real benediction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended, Gopi Bhakti Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa Anudasa, to become a servant of servant of servant of servant of Krishna. This is paramparasis. And that way one can give up the deep attachment for our creation or developing attachment. Grihachetra sutapta vittai. At any moment, all these production of attachment can be dismantled. And it is being done so. But they have no knowledge. They have no knowledge. They are thinking that they will be able to enjoy this expansion of attachment, ahangvameti. No. You cannot enjoy. Even if you enjoy, it is for a few years only. But your existence is not for few years. You are eternal. Nahannati hannamane sarire. You will not die after your destruction of this body. Death means sleeping for 7 months, that's all. Then again you get another body. As soon as I give up this body, I enter in the womb of another mother to get another body. The mother creates the body, and as soon as the body is fit, it comes out. So the period when I give up this body, enter into the womb of mother and manufacture another body and come out, it takes about 7 months. So, during that 7 months, we do not know what is happening. There is death. Death means death. Otherwise, there is no death. The spirit soul is eternal. So, we do not know what is our eternal need. We do not know. There is no such education. Neither these rascals know that they are eternal. They think that by chance we have got this body somewhere or other, and as soon as the body is finished, everything is finished. So long this body is there, the senses are there, let us enjoy senses. This is the situation. Because there will be no more sense. They give importance to the senses that this is an opportunity of sense gratification. But they do not inquire where from this sense came. And it is so important, and we are giving so many importance to the sense enjoyment program, that they do not. Nate vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. Neither do they know what is living entity, what are the senses, what is the goal of life. Durasayaji bahirathama. They are simply making plans for driving car, flyways and so on. Plan is going on, one after another, but the problems are increasing. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj's example is very nice. As soon as understood from his spiritual master that Krishna is the goal of life, and he became Krishna conscious, he immediately Mamatang jaho, Biru Ram, Mamatang jaho. This is equal. Read the part part.
To become liberated means to become free from Dehatma Buddhi, the illusory attachment for personal bodily coverings and everything connected with the body, namely the wife, children, and all other entanglements. One selects a wife for bodily comforts, and the result is children. For wife and children, one requires a dwelling place, and as such, the residential house is also necessary. The animals, like horses, elephants, cows, dogs, etc., are all household animals, and a householder has to keep them as household paraphernalia. In the modern civilization, the horses and elephants have been replaced by cars and conveyances with considerable horsepower. To maintain all the household affairs, one has to increase the bank balance and be careful about the treasury house, and in order to display the opulence of material assets, one has to keep good relations with friends and relatives, as well as become very careful about maintaining the status quo. This is called material civilization of material attachment. Devotion for Lord Krishna means negation of all material attachments, as detailed above. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Maharaj Parikshit was awarded all material amenities and an undisputed kingdom to enjoy the undisturbed position of king. But by the grace of the Lord, he was able to give up all connection with material attachment. And that is the position of a pure devotee. Maharaj Parikshit, due to his natural affection for Lord Krishna as a devotee of the Lord, was always executing his royal duties on behalf of the Lord. And as a responsible king of the world, he was always careful to see that the influence of Kali would not enter his kingdom. A devotee of the Lord never thinks of his household paraphernalia as his own, but surrenders everything for the service of the Lord. And thereby, living entities under a devotee's care get the opportunity for God realization by the management of a devotee master. Attachment for household paraphernalia and for Lord Krishna go poorly together. One attachment is the path of darkness, and the other attachment is the path of light. Where there is light, there is no darkness. And where there is darkness, there is no light. But an expert devotee can turn everything to the path of light by service attitude of the Lord. And the best example here is the Pandavas. Maharaj Yudhishthir and householders like him can turn everything into light by dovetailing the so-called material assets in the service of the Lord. But one who is not trained up or is unable to turn everything to the service of the Lord, Nirbandhak Krishna Sambande, must give up all material connection before he can be fit to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Or in other words, one who has seriously heard Srimad Bhagavatam for one day even, like Maharaj Parikshit, from a fit personality like Shukadeva Goswami, may be able to lose all affinity for material things. There is no utility simply in imitating Maharaj Parikshit and hearing Bhagavatam from professional men, even for 700 years. To take Srimad Bhagavatam as a means of maintaining family expenditure is the grossest type of nama paradha, offense at the feet of the Lord. Sarva shubha kriya samyam api pramadha.
So, Parikshit Maharaj, he was prepared. His training was there. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. That is our philosophy. Rupa Goswami's definition. Anasaptasya Vishayan Jatharam Upajunyataha Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandha Jukta Vairagya Uchyate. Anasaptasya Vishayan. Vishaya means necessities of the body, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So, one should understand that I am not this body, but because I am now encased within this body, so I must maintain the body also without being attached. Just like you have got a nice car, you require it for movement, but you know very well that I am not this car. I am taking service from the car. The car should be maintained to give me regular service, not that I shall identify with this car. Similarly, this body is just like car, mechanical car. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmayan sarvabhutani jantra rurani mayaya. Maya has given us this car for satisfying our desires. Sometimes it is called field, chetra. We want to work on this, just like agriculturist work on his field and produce some result. Similarly, we are working on this field. We are moving by this car, but I am not this field, I am not this car. If one has understood this philosophy, that I am not this body, but I am not this body, that does not mean I shall neglect it. I must maintain it. Because, the same example, if I want to move nicely, my car must be maintained very nicely. So our business should be not to be attached by the car or the body, but to maintain it for our work. And our real business is to develop Krishna consciousness. We move by the car to go some business. So car is not my business. I have got a different business. Similarly, our real business is this human form of life, how to develop Krishna consciousness. That is our real business. And to execute that real business, we take help of this car. That's all. Maintain it nicely. Clean seat, give gasoline and mobile oil, tire, tube, that is required. Because you have to move. So we don't say that it is mithya, it is false. That is Mayavadi verse. Brahma Satya Jagana Mithya. This material world is false. We don't say false. We don't say false because we have to take work from it. Why shall I say false? When I take some work from the typewriter or some other machine, why shall I say it is false? It is real. So our philosophy is, we don't neglect this material world as false. That is pseudo-renunciation. You cannot give up. Why should you call it false? Sometimes, just like some materialists, they criticize that you are using material things. Why do you say false? So that criticism is applicable to the Mayavadi philosopher, who says, Jagat Mithya. This false material world is false. Brahma Satya Jagat. We don't say false. We say it is temporary. It is temporary and I have to take some benefit out of it. Because I am in this material world. How can I say it is false? I must eat. How can I say eating false? That is not our philosophy. But we must eat something which will help me in my real business. My real business is Krishna consciousness. Therefore I must eat Krishna prasadam. That will maintain my body and help my business. This is our business. Thank you.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.